It probably is a parent's nightmare, especially if they're kids, and it exponentially increases by the number of kids you have. If your kids, like I was raised, almost every morning of the week, on a delicious bowl of cold cereal, there are a few things worse in life than running out of milk. It's awful. Try maybe water and put in some like sugar till it looks like milk. My one-year-old won't notice, or my three-year-old might be, "Mom, why is this so watered down?" Orange juice on Fruity Pebbles doesn't work. Wheaties, maybe. So there's all sorts of things we'll try to replace the milk that you want in a cold bowl of cereal in the morning. But nothing really replaces milk. And we know, and parents know this more than I do, I think most kids are raised from the youngest of years on dry cereal. There's these two realities that are kind of odd in a child's life. The staple of dry cereal. And then milk is introduced, and it's going from a black and white television to color. Life changes. Now, I give you this image, and I want it to be stark, but very close to all of us, in a very benign way. Because it's kind of like having God and no prayer. You could do it. I mean, you could show up here for 45 minutes. I could do it as a priest, not pray much, just when somebody dies in my family, or when I really need to get out of this sticky situation. Or I pray for somebody's healing. But really go after prayer, because I'm really going after God. See, we think when we read today's gospel, it's about money. Like, make sure you give enough money to the... No, it's not about money. God, it's such a misunderstanding. Mammon isn't only money. So when St. Luke writes the words of Jesus Christ, God, God says, you cannot serve both God and mammon. He's not talking to rich people who don't know what to do with their money. It's nothing to do with it, frankly. Our Lord is saying to every one of you and me, all of us in this church, that God is to be our man, our Lord, our King, and the only one in our life. And anything else that gets in the way of that will trump him. We can't have both. So in other words, when he talks to us and he gives us this metaphor of being faithful in small matters, and we can be faithful in other matters, friends, he's referring to our lives. We know God is always one up on us because our life is a gift. And that's why the saints would think it's crazy, asinine. They would think it's absurd that people like you and me would just walk this earth without paying devotion to God. Because no matter how powerful or rich or smart or good-looking we are, he's always one ahead of us. Because neither you nor me chose to be on this earth. It was a gift, given first and foremost in a natural way by our parents, but in a supernatural way by God. And that's what our Lord is after today. So yeah, milk and cereal is great when you have milk, right? And as you grow older, you would never even touch dry cereal. Maybe for a snack, but then you're thinking, I need my milk. And in the same way, at least in my life, and I think in most parents' life, you and I will make time. We'll go into a car. We'll spend the gas and take, in Dickinson, 3, 4, 5 minutes to drive to Walmart or to Cashwise or to Family Fair or a gas station to get milk. But how many of us, you and I, when we really want God one morning, how many of us will make time for prayer? How many of us will make time to make sure that we have God and prayer? Today's gospel is to make sure that God stays put. But friends, we can't have God without prayer. It's our love language with him. If we don't pray, God is simply a nice thought in our head. In a much shallower way, like a cold bowl of cereal in your head, is so distant from the reality of chewing and swallowing that delicious bowl of cold cereal with milk. So I use that metaphor because it's real. I use that metaphor because I think we've all had the experience. But I want to make this one qualification. Cereal will never come after us. That's weird, right? Cereal is just a food. But God is a man that wants to come after us. He makes it pretty easy. He died on the cross. We know the story. And he wants us to visit him. Yes, in Mass. Please come to Mass. Come to Mass on Sundays. It's easy. It's an hour. Come to Mass. But Monday through Saturday, what are we doing to make sure not just that our cereal has milk, but what are we doing to make sure that our God that we love also has prayer? It's through prayer that we come to God. But we have a God that only gets to us through our prayers to him. So whether it's milk or Fruity Pebbles or Wheaties, let's make sure that when we wake up tomorrow morning, as hungry as we are for that cereal, let's make sure that we can also be hungry for God.